Hello, Randy Fobister, and welcome to Off the Hour. Please introduce yourself and tell us where you are from.
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Randy Fobister, and I'm from Grasmere's First Nation, which is in Ontario. And currently, I am sitting as a band council of the First Nation.
Community members took a walk to protect Grassy Narrows' traditional land use area from destruction. Tell us about the walk and Grassy Narrows' resistance to industrial logging.
Yeah, we had a walk this past Saturday, and it was the day was quite nice, sunny, so we had a good walk. It was about a 2 kilometer walk. We started from the school, and there's an entrance. There's a big drum there. As you come in, it says, welcome to Grassy Narrows. And that's how we walked to there. Then we had a picnic there. And there was quite a few youth there, and they walked all the way with us. And the walk is to give more awareness to our community, that hear about the forestry stuff for many years already, but I guess the walk is to give information that what's going on, and these walks, it has created awareness in the community, and there's more questions regarding forestry, what it's about. What's the purpose for the walk?
Why are the youth saying no logging?
I met with the youth a couple times already, more than a couple times actually. I've met with them, and from my understanding, is they want to be given, they want to have a chance to do something in their territory, to make their own plan. And that's my understanding. And they have great ideas, and I've heard those ideas before, in the past. Ecotourism, culture activities in the territory, which is a big area, and they want. I guess they see there's other revenue making ideas, other than forestry or mining.
What is the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry's plan for the Whiskey Jack Forest?
Right now they have a 10-year plan. It's the Forestry Management Plan, FMP, and right now they have a plan. They were supposed to start cutting in April, it says, and then through the 10 years, and some of the cutting plans, it's in our territory, and we have told them, time and time again, and we have worked with them in the past too, and they're just not listening to what we want. They're just making plans, as they go. But to date, there's no cutting to date.
After the walk, Grassy Narrows held a community barbecue. Where was this being held and why?
Well, the barbecue was at the big drum entrance. As you come into the community, there's a nice area where the community members, built that big drum, and there's feathers on the side. It's not actual feathers, but wooden feathers. But it's just, I think every community has some kind of entrance location, and they put something there. But ours is a big drum. Well, we had that barbecue there just to, acknowledge the walkers, and we're sort of, supporting, the youth's idea. And it's just to get together. We made the walk, and we had a good day that day. And then it's just to get their energy level back up again. You know, we had some hamburgers, juice, stuff like that.
What is the connection between forestry and mercury?
Well, there's science. I just recently started to know about that stuff too. Maybe about 3 or 4 years ago, I started to know the connection, and there's a natural mercury, you know, that's out in the land, and it's caused, some of it is maybe caused by acid rain. I used to hear back in the 80s, you know, acid rain, and also from the smoke stacks, I guess, from industry, stuff like that, and but I'm not quite sure what the other natural mercury is created to. I heard it's from forest fires, you know, and the smoke travels long ways, and then it goes, you know, into the land. But what my understanding, you know, it goes on the land, on the trees, and eventually into the soil. But then it stays there as long as the trees are intact. The mercury is contained, you know. But I start to understand too, you know, when there's clear cuts, there's nothing to hold back the mercury. And when it rains or springtime, then it gets released into lakes or rivers.
What other dangers does clear cutting the forest present?
Well, that's right there. The release of natural mercury, you know, for many, many decades, you know, in the 70s, there was mercury dumped into our Wabagoon, and eventually flows down to our system, where we drink from, where we fished. And today, you know, there's still mercury. Just recently, you know, there was a mission released from Ontario that the mercury in the fish up at Indian Lake, that's only maybe about 3 or 4 kilometers from our community, and that's where the river system is. That's one of the big lakes where we fish in. And the report said, you know, the mercury, you know, the fish there was in decline. So to me, that was good news. Then when I know about this, you know, the MNR's forestry plan, what they want to do, start cutting, you know, then why do they need to cut? You know, if the nature is fixing itself. And my theory to that, why mercury is in decline, is there has been no cutting in Grassy Narrows territory for the past 14 years. That's my theory on that, you know, why the mercury is in decline in fish. Because, you know, the trees are growing back, and, you know, the forest is getting healthy again, and the land is getting healthy, which is good news, which is what we want to hear.
Grassy Narrows, for sure, yeah. That is what we want to hear.
Yeah, that's we did put on an environmental assessment application to Ontario back in 2014, and on December, right on Christmas Day, we got news that our assessment application was denied from the provincial environmental minister environment. That was a bad Christmas present for the community of Grassy Narrows.
Grassy Narrows youth and other band members recently held high-profile protests at the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry offices in Rivera and at the Mayor Hauser Mill on Jones Road. I'd like to read the full statement from Grassy Narrows Youth Group. We say no logging because our identity is based on the land and our history, and so we can still use our traditional land in a good way. We want to be able to continue such things as hunting and fishing. We say no because logging would affect the environment. Our land is still healing from the mercury, and logging does not help. If we say yes to logging, mercury will rise, people may get sick, and there will be more poisonous chemicals that can harm animals and our traditional medicines. If we choose logging, the government will use that yes to abuse our rights. They did it before, and we don't believe they've changed. If we let them cut, it will affect the next generations. We say no logging because we've lost too many trees in the past, and animals live almost like humans and have had to move to safer places. What we mean by no logging is that the trees should be only for the people of Grassy Narrows, for their use only, such as for cabins for our community. We say no logging for our future generations so they can still enjoy the beauty of our homeland. This was written by the Grassy Narrows Youth Group, April 20th, 2015. And I'd like to thank you, Randy Faubister, for participating in our interview today.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.